right, good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, March 6, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Yay, it's Friday. We made it. It's actually sunny. And, oh, I don't know. Let me look here because I saw that for the next, like, 7 days, we are going to do it. We're going to do it. We are going to be above freezing. It's so exciting because it actually sounds like spring outside. And it feels like a heat wave. I'll guarantee you it's not. Oh, it's 9 degrees. Well, it sure feels warm. It's so weird. We had negative digits again last night. And I mean, this is insane. By the way, do not forget, tomorrow night into Sunday, clocks go ahead 1 hour as we spring into spring. Spring forward. So don't forget about that. I know it's horrible. I hate losing an hour of sleep. Sleep is one of my best friends. But on the other hand, it's awesome when you open your eyes at 6 a.m. and it's bright outside, or you finish dinner and it's still light outside. I got to tell you, it does a ton for my psyche and makes me feel a little less depressed. Seasonal affective disorder, about ready to decommence. Well, I'm not really sure where to go today. To be honest, it has been a long 7 weeks straight of doing this show. And I mean, we've been on quite a tirade. And I got some issues going on now, like leaks. And it's really been stressing me out. I've had all kinds of other stuff to do, and I really haven't had time over the last few days to dig in and really get pissed off about anything that makes me want to squawk for an hour. I've been more worried about my leaks and the water pouring in my freaking ceiling. So, you know what? Some of the things that we can do, I went through and dug all the way back down, and it's amazing how far down it is in my experiment on this page, but I dug all the way down back to the nanotech in my food. Wait, there's nanotech in my food? Yes, there is. So that might be a good way to end up this Friday. This could be the capstone to the end of all the other shows we were doing on this stuff. I think we should talk about it. I think that there was more information here than we hadn't hit yet. And actually, this PBS story, let me get there. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I hate when all of a sudden the links disappear. Here we go. All right, let's take a look at this. This was a PBS story. Oh, hold on. We'll see if there's another one, too. I got a couple. This one we didn't do either. The popular mechanics. Nah. Oh, I don't even know if this is a topic I'm into today. Well, here, I'll tell you something else we can do. Hold on. Let's go in. I'm going to make sure phones are not forwarded. We could make it free for all Friday. If anybody wants to call in and hang out and come up with topics to talk about. I don't know. There's so much going on. I did tons of news sharing last night. And, you know, it just gets to the point, and I'm at that point. Trust me, it's been a really long, hard winter. I'm at that point where it just all looks the same. I'm like, nah, nah. What? What? You know, it's just every day becomes the same, and it feels like Groundhog Day. Well, maybe we should just kick it off with, like, something fun. I don't know. See, this is what happens when I don't prepare. But it sucks, because it was really, really, really late by the time I finished cutting all the shows for this weekend, so I could actually go do something this weekend. Yes, I said it, all the shows are cut. But it took me till like 5 o'clock in the morning. So now I'm paying for it. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can do this. Oh, ding-a-ling. I don't even know if this video has it might here we'll kick it off with this. Scientist transplant
place, get this, a worm's mind into a robot's body. Beneath the skin of a simple worm with transparent skin are 302 neurons. Scientists mapped those neurons, and the nervous system has been transplanted into the body of a Lego Mindstorms EV3 robot. You see it there. Most fascinating here, what scientists have found is that rather than just random crazy movements by the robot, that robot actually responded to its environment in the same manner as the biological worm.
What do you think of that? I actually read about that. They transplanted worm brain cells into a Lego Mindstorm robot. And then they set that thing down in a room and they pointed it toward a wall. And at first it would go like bump into the wall, boom, boom, boom. And then it stopped and it started learning and realized that there was a wall there and decided to turn and go another direction. And I guess the more that it interacted with its environment, the better it got at navigation. And they came to the conclusion that, yes, worm brain cells can be transplanted. And yes, when they are transplanted, they can learn. So I thought that was kind of a scary thought, especially into a Lego Mindstorm robot. I mean, that stuff that you bought for your 9-year-old and put under the Christmas tree. So it was pretty freaky. All right, let's turn this off. So where do we go from here? I mean, honestly, guys, it's one of those mornings, but whatever. It's Friday. I've literally had one sip of coffee, so let's have two. And I am on the page, shit that pisses me off, but I don't seem to find anything that's pissing me off right now. A couple things that I thought were interesting. I don't know if I mentioned it. Maybe it was right at the end of the show yesterday. Is about the that bacteria that was released from the Louisiana lab. And they're saying that it's not harmful. But then there's a story that comes out of one of the UK publications that says, oh, yeah, it can kill and it kills, you know, if it's not taken care of and you kind of feel sick and blah, blah, blah. But no, don't worry about it. Though one of our workers here showed that they had antibodies for it, but don't worry about it. So... don't worry about it. I don't know, guys. I don't know if this show's going to work out. So this just might be me rambling aimlessly with my brain in short circuit mode. Somebody call in. Today's one of those days. And I might have to take some days off next week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I might not be back here, depending on how far in the snow I get stuck. Yeah, here. Maybe it's my gut bacteria. Let's blame it on the gut bacteria. All right. Mental. See, you know how I told you that I couldn't do a show if I didn't have something that was like a red button issue that I was passionate about? There really isn't anything today. I'm worried about my roof and all the water that I see that's now all pooling inside the paint that's hanging from the ceiling. And it's not even funny. It's I guess... thank God, because I tell you, I thought it was just us. My dad's like, oh, no, there's a story in the paper. Like, the whole area, everybody's house is getting damaged. It's just, I see money going out a window, and it makes me start to, like, have convulsions. Because it means insurance companies, and then they're going to come and fight, and contractors. Or even if I get a friend to come help, it means ripping out drywall and cupboards. We're probably going to have to cut out down to the studs because there's water pouring in behind the walls. This is just... there's so much snow here. And now we're going to have a week above freezing. This is going to get kind of nasty, I think. Hopefully we don't flood. And I mean, honestly, it's the entire Northeast is like this. All right. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. And this is the microbiome. We've actually talked about this a couple times. It came up in a whole bunch of our research. I've been seeing more and more studies now in the microbiome. So let's read about this. The microbiome may yield a new class of psychobiotics for the treatment of anxiety, depression, and other mood disorders. The notion that the state of our gut governs our state of mind dates back more than 100 years. Mainly 19th and early 20th century scientists believed that accumulating wastes in the colon triggered a state of auto-intoxication, whereby poisons emanating from the gut produced infections that were in turn linked with depression, anxiety, and psychosis. Patients were treated with colonic purges and even bowel surgeries until these practices were dismissed as quackery. The ongoing exploration of the human microbiome promises to bring the link between the gut and the brain into clear focus. Scientists are increasingly convinced that the vast assemblage of microfauna in our intestines may have a major impact on our state of mind and the gut-brain axis of evil. Axis seems to be bi-directional. The brain acts on gastrointestinal and immune functions that help to shape the gut's microbial makeup, but the gut microbes make neuroactive compounds, including neurotransmitters and metabolites that also act on the brain. Now, see, this is just too heavy for me this morning. I can't even, like, read it with flair or anything. I don't really feel like reading that, so I'm skipping it. Let's see. Well, I really don't know what I want to talk about, guys. Nothing is interesting to me this morning. I really would have rather have been in bed still sleeping. I could sing for a little while. I don't know, guys. This is when I throw a show on and say, fuck it, have a good Friday. Yeah, I really don't care about anything today. I'd rather go get into some sunshine. Yeah, I think we're going to have to kill the show today because there's nothing that I really give two shits about. I like to go get out of here. I have shit I got to get done today. Man stabbed in the head drives 3 hours. That was from January. I was cleaning out some feeds and I had to delete all kinds of shit. I keep going and keep going and deleting and going and deleting. And there were a whole bunch of videos that I must have missed, so I shared them out. And that was one of them from January. Man stabs himself and man stabbed in the head drives for 3 hours. Even my WTF page doesn't have anything that I give two shits about. So I guess if you guys don't want to call in and nobody gives two shits, I don't either. So let me log in. We'll see if we can put a rebro on. I don't know. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense for me to sit here and struggle for 45 minutes and not have anything to give two shits about. I got stuff I got to do. I don't even have a show, so I'll have to download a show and then upload it. But why don't you guys all have a great weekend, and I will catch up with you sometime next week, and I don't know, here, we'll find something to play. Do 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 do. Here, we'll put on birds. There we go. I like this tune.
And even that didn't work. See, bye.
Thank you. All right.
I think I killed it.
All right, hold on one second. Am I broadcasting? Right, let's get rid of my connection here. I think I'm broadcasting. Is it there? Is it there? Yeah, it's going through. I don't know. Yeah, Jules took a day off. Jules is sitting here. She was DJing. I don't have anything much to talk about today. But you know what? Here's it. The only things that I can talk about are the things that are pissing me off. And since the water pouring in through my roof is pissing me off, I guess we could talk about that. Or here's another thing. Actually, here's a couple things. Yes, last night I was transferring gigs of information and who knows? I mean, it's archives galore. I have them in 3 or 4 different places, but I try to keep large numbers of shows of all the hosts in their own folder on the server so then we can, if we run some random shows. I mean, like for Brandon's got over 2 years of shows with us. Michael Cross has over a year of shows. I mean, the majority of the people here have probably been here close to a year. Everybody's got large numbers of archives. But what happened is I literally, the other day when I was uploading shows last week, I literally hit 100% on the hard drive on the automation server. And so, I don't know, someday... I checked while I was working here, and you guys are like, it's out of air in the afternoon. And I look, and the whole server locked up. Well, I don't know what's going on up there. The whole server locked up, and it was because I was completely out of room. So I literally had to go. I found somehow there's a D drive on there, or 30 or 40 gig. So I've been working on transferring archives now from C to D, except that just Michael Cross's archives last night when I, and you'd think copying it on the same machine from C to D would be easy. Well, from C to D told me it was going to take 11 hours. So couldn't do that. Auto, because 11 hours was crazy and it locked up usage of the server. And you know, like I said, I want to actually go do something this weekend. It's going to be sunny and warm, and I need to get out of this house because it is like The Shining. I can't stand it anymore. But I couldn't tie the server up because I had like 12 shows to cut and get uploaded and get into automation, so I had to coordinate it all. But yeah, it took me until 5 o'clock this morning to finally get all of that done. I at least got all of Michael's moved to D. Everyone else's archive is going to have to wait until I get back and I poke at it with a stick for about the next 6 weeks. So, yeah, that's something huge. I still have the machine that groans. I got to swap that out because that's kind of a fire hazard as I'm on air and the power supply is going. But, hey, it's all right for now as long as you can't hear it. And we got our hosting bill. I got to go take a look at that, but I don't think there's anything much we could do because all of our archives and all the automation and the whole website all goes up there. But yeah, because we have a .tv domain, which I didn't realize this when it was given to me by a friend of mine way back when, but .tv domains are a little bit more to renew. And we have the unlimited database to keep just pouring shit in there, which, you know, that's what they do to get you in. They're like, yeah, you could have unlimited. But then they came at me. So instead of the normal, like, what's a domain, $60 a year, it's $150. So I got to cough that up, too. And, I mean, you guys don't even want to know. Like, I literally, I'm ready to throw myself off of the top of the house into the 8-foot piles of snow into the backyard. It's not even funny. So anybody who wonders about me sometimes, keep wondering. So I honestly don't have anything much to say. I'll tell you, here's one. Well, I guess I do. Here's one thing I saw yesterday. Apparently there are a few people now recently that have gotten hit by Fedbook, locked out of their Fedbook accounts, and told that they will not get access back to their accounts until they show a birth certificate to prove who their identity is. And like, how horrible is that? Here's my thing, you know, and what's interesting is Zucker Schmucker's sister had come out like 2 years ago and had said that it should be the end to anonymity on the internet. And I mean, like you've said before, we all know that you can't really hide anymore. But here's the thing, like in the old days, even if you were in public records for like a mortgage or taxes, or you went and spoke at your town board meeting and they put you in the meeting minutes because they do that. I learned my lesson. They put your name and your address in the meeting minutes and they post it online. Even if you've done all that before the advent of the internet, for anyone to dig up those records, they literally had to come to your local clerk's office and dig through those records. Or if they didn't dig through those records, they had to at least pay somebody $5 or $10 to go dig up information on you. And a lot of times, you know, you might have to provide a reason because some of that information was considered public but semi-private. Like, they wouldn't just go giving out information, everything you could find on a certain person, I don't think, unless maybe you hired a private investigator. But here's the thing. With the way the money-grubbing services that are out there now that, like, scrape public records, and with applications such as Facebook preventing you from using them unless you give them a birth certificate and a real name, I mean, don't think that this isn't setting some sort of precedent here, because it absolutely is. Very shortly, we're going to see, you know, I talked about Intel having that new biometric software, facial recognition, to get onto the internet. I mean, they're talking about that already. So you won't even be able to get onto the internet unless you identify yourself in the future. And we already do that as it is with our logins and what we get into. And I mean, I think it's pretty easy with our daily habits online and all of our email accounts that we check and whatever. It's pretty easy if they really wanted to find out who is who in an instant with an IP, even if it's in a pool, it wouldn't be too hard. But when it comes to the level where everything you see and do on the internet's going to have your real name on it. Like, this one time, I had a real problem with my bank. My bank was giving me a real hard time, and I definitely was not in the wrong. And I'll tell you, if I have come to the conclusion that I am not in the wrong, especially against a big institution, I just dig my feet in and I fight. I'm not very pleasant at all, especially if it ends up costing me money. So I was having this big fight with my bank, and they were absolutely wrong. And no doubt about it, this has gone on for a while. And it had finally been all resolved. And yes, I was right in the end, but I went out. I did a couple searches and found a place where I could put some reviews, right? So I decided that I was going to put a review about my bank. And let's just say it is the bank that has been busted multiple times now for money laundering, for drug money and guns. And they get slapped on the wrist for a few $100 million worth of fines and it's all over, right? So anyway, I went out to leave some comments about my bank, and I did. And then I went back to the site after I left my comments, and apparently I was logged into my Google account and it had grabbed my name first and last and whatever other local information there was. And it posted it next to my comments. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't think I want that there. So I had to go delete it. I could not put that out there with my real name. And, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, just like the real dystopian future that we see as this bag is getting noosed around our necks. With Obama's cybersecurity executive order that he just inked a few weeks ago, bringing public sector and private industry under the same sort of umbrella to be able to share information. We read this yesterday where they had said that they were even going to share classified info at times with private companies. You know, the private companies have to give something up, and that is the privacy in their back end. But I'm telling you, the dangling carrot, and I'm sorry, guys, I feel really like really puffy in the head today. I woke up feeling very allergic this morning. by giving up the private company's back end to the feds to have access to this quote-unquote classified information that they want to share with everybody, the carrot is going to be that background checks, I mean, they're going to be able to know everything about you real time, everything you did, everyone you talked to, every anonymous account you touched. I mean, they have a lot of that now. But how is that going to, I mean, especially since Bill Gates said that we're going to be replaced by robots in the next 10 years. I mean, jobs are tight now, and as more and more things become automated, and I mean, there's lots of software out there. That's what we do. We write software to automate things because, like this network, I mean, I can't do all this by hand. There's just no way. I tried, guys. You remember, I almost killed myself in the first year of this trying to rip every single archive to YouTube by hand. Oh, my God. Talk about, like, stab myself in the forehead with a blunt pencil. It was awful. I could not do it. It sucked up an entire machine, and it sucked up half my day. So, you know, we built an application now that takes care of all that. And look at ding, I have a whole machine that's free, and I have half a day that's free every single day because of that. And that is going to happen more and more in the industries all over the place as application development starts looking at, you know, where the needs are. That's the next $1 billion application. We just saw, looking at that billionaires list the other day, there's two kids of 25 on that list. The two that were responsible for discovering or creating Snapchat. And I'm not even quite sure what Snapchat is, but I think it's just an image sharing application. I don't know. I'll have to go out there. I guess I'm not too swanky. I'm not too up on those newfangled terms. But both of those kids were 25 or under and billionaires with a B. Like, how insane is that? But so getting back to what I was saying, as this news starts to tighten and everything is surveilled and nothing is allowed to be anonymous, everything is going to be tied to your name and your location and your face print and your voice print. And you better believe that your employer is going to have access to that. And I know everyone's like, yeah, work for yourself. Yep, that's easier said than done. I mean, for the majority of the people in this country, you know, there's those that are working in the system who can still do it. There are those who don't see who work in the system. Then there are those who see but still work in the system because they don't see any alternative. I was there for many years. And then there are those of us who just dropped out of the system who see. And by making nothing anonymous, it's going to make it impossible for any of us to step back into that world if we ever needed to or wanted to, for number one. But number two, think about this. Like what I was saying, with all the public records being public, and in the old days you used to have to do a search with the clerk or actually go to the clerk's office to search information if you wanted to find out something about someone or get like a private investigator or whatever. But think about this. Anybody can search you now on the web and find out all the addresses you lived and the phone numbers, and they can pay $29.95 to, you know, Billy Joe Bob's People Search. And there you go. You know, they have all kinds of information on you. They probably have your credit score, whether or not you paid your bills, if you've ever been arrested. I mean, that's a scary thought. And what if you're a public figure? I mean, and not really a public figure, but what if you're somebody on the radio like me? And, you know, we get quite a few listeners and your stuff goes up on YouTube and people listen to your shows. And then you get some really weird, crazy emails sometimes from people who decide that they're fans and just send you emails that don't make any sense. You know, I mean, we've been doing this for quite a number of years. All of us who have done shows on the radio have gotten stuff like that. Or, you know, even think back years ago. I mean, I had a crazy stalker back in college who wanted to kill me. So I really have issues with me being forced to have to use my full name out there for some wackadoodle to go search it on the internet, find out where I live, and show up at my front door with a shotgun some morning at 6 a.m. when they ring my doorbell, you know? And I was thinking about this last night. I'm like, fuck you, Facebook, because how's this? How about you're going to be liable for people who end up getting killed because you're shutting down their accounts because you say that they have a fake name that they're using on Facebook and making them show a birth certificate to bring it back online. I've seen a few of my friends now that's happened to where they had names that were just like their screen names, you know, their names they always used on the internet. And they were forced to change them and put their full name. So I guess the day that that happens, we should probably figure out a way to get around that, like make other accounts or find children whose identity we can steal who aren't in any of the public records. I mean, I don't really know. I haven't thought about this one long and hard yet, but that was something that was proposed to me last night as a potential future. And Facebook, you know, I hate the tool, but I got to tell you, at least for sharing news and info and show information, we are connected to a good group of people with the network. All of us have our own quote unquote fans or whatever you want to call them, subscribers. So there's some decent reach. If you want to get information out there, I can still get it out there with Facebook. But I don't know for how much longer. And like I said, too, the other day, with this FCC net, quote unquote, net neutrality ruling that really isn't going to be in our best interest. I saw a story out of Wired the other day that usually they're more pro like government or whatever, but I was surprised they actually took my exact stance that I ranted about on Monday, how this absolutely is not in our best interest. And this absolutely is going to be to lock it all down, that it had been all a free economy. I mean, really, I mean, if you were pissed at your ISP, you said, screw off, I'm going to go get, you know, the other guys. That's the way it worked. And so they always kept themselves in check. You know, back in the early days of the internet, we had a lot more problems than we have now. Most people don't complain too much anymore. You know, we got broadband in the majority of the places, unless you're out in the sticks. Then you can get something like HughesNet, satellite or whatever. But even HughesNet's halfway decent now. You know, it used to be awful from what I understood. Lots of my friends had it. But the last time I tried HughesNet, it actually was pretty great. You could even do voice over it. So I'm not going to complain. But the fact that the FCC has stepped in is just like the last grab. And I'm telling you, we've seen freaky stuff happening for the last week here. This machine here is just almost to the point of uselessness, and it's pushed me now to the point where I have so many holes in the leaking bucket because of whatever is going on technically on the back ends. I don't even know where to start. And I think that that's the point, you know, all these little annoying technical issues that just come out of the blue for no reason whatsoever. Everything was fine yesterday and it's broken today. You know, don't think that that isn't meant to discourage us, because it is. Or to make you lose faith in, you know, whatever site you were listening to. Like, oh, that UCY doesn't ever work when I get there. And I mean, it does work. 99% of the time, shit does work. But out of the blue, then shit just doesn't work. And it might not even be me. It might be Flash that just all of a sudden doesn't work for everyone in, you know, half the country. But then tomorrow it works fine again. Maybe YouTube doesn't work today, so you can't get to any of your videos. Or maybe, and I'm telling you, there definitely is something going on with DNS, because I've been getting this website not found more often than I ever remember getting it before. And it's like almost every website I go to now, at least for the first or second try. And then I do, you know, try number three and oh, yeah, hey, there you go. What? We found it. Sorry, just kidding. We told you the site wasn't there, but it really is. So, I don't know, people. you know, we see all this crazy shit going on too. We get this Boston Marathon thing, and all of a sudden the kid's like admitting that he did it, and then some video appears that apparently never existed of him putting the backpack down. And remember what that whole Boston bombing kind of established here in the United States. That was the really first time that we had like a big ass martial law where they sent in the troops and troops were going door to door and the dumb American public just bent over and spread them and let them in the door. Remember that? So, you know, that was a nine, and it was such a pansy event. I mean, it really was. There was nothing about the Boston bombing in my eyes that put it in the light of such trauma that they did. And didn't they really push the trauma and fear, trauma and fear, trauma and fear, trauma and fear over and over again with that. And it was just a few little homemade pressure cooker devices in backpacks. And I mean, granted, supposedly two people died. I don't know, maybe it went up, but we followed this when it first happened. And then remember the dude in the wheelchair. But then there were all kinds of questions as they're pushing the wheelchair and the crisis actors or whatever. Who knows? All I'm saying is, as you see all this crazy stuff amping up, you see holograms coming out in the new version of Windows, and now there's some sort of Star Wars-inspired prototype holographic display, and we can edit audio and edit video and I don't know. You can't trust anything anymore. They have everything about us. The NSA we looked at yesterday on every hard drive just about. They've had spyware for the longest time. We dig up stories 3 years ago where they were using Flash updates as well as Firefox updates. There was a piece of government spyware that was disguised as Firefox.exe. And there was also iTunes updates were all government spyware for quite a long time. So there's nobody that is immune from this. And I don't know. I think we need to reassess the whole situation and come up with a new plan of attack. And I'm kind of, there's so much going on in my life right now. I'm trying to process everything that's going on. And I did all right for the last 6 weeks or so, but I'm like at that drowning point right now. There's now too much. I have family issues going on. Now I have leak issues. And honestly, I have cabin fever worse than I have ever had cabin fever before. The Shining. I need to get out of Dodge for a couple days. And as soon as this show's over, I think I'm going to get myself dressed and get in a shower and go hit the road for a bit. I need to get out. Go get some sunshine. So anyway, all right, it's Friday. We made it. Sorry, guys. It was just one of those days. I wasn't planning on staying up till 5 this morning, but I had way too much work to get done. And at least it got done so I could leave for the weekend. That's the trade-off. Make sure you stick around, though. I'm pretty sure that LaVon's going to be live tonight. I'll make sure I hit her up and get her all set. And we have Josh is live at 6. Truth on the Tracks and United Front Radio. And then Anti Media Radio with LaVon. I don't know. You guys could have called in. We could have had a free-for-all Friday, like you said. But I took the phones off of forward and no one ding-a-linged me. So sorry, you got me to DJ then for a little bit's what happens. Yeah, this weekend should be good too. Lots of good radio. I cut lots and lots and lots of shows, so make sure you listen all weekend. I'll be around, but I'm just going to be remote. I got to get out of the house. I don't know. I don't know if you really understand the magnitude of like how horrific. We've honestly have not been above freezing for at least 4 months. It's got to be 4 months. And this whole week, it's going to be like between 30 and 40 degrees. I mean, it feels like it's 80. And I mean, we're at 9 now and I got the door wide open. I'm like, woo, it's sunny at 9. I think it was supposed to go down to -5 last night. And for being already the 6th of March, that's just way off the charts. You're welcome, loose gravel. So I don't know. Here's my one thing. Fight against making us give it up on the internet as to who we are, man. I don't want crazy showing up at my door. Oh, no. Hold on. I got shit all loaded in there. All right, there we go. All right, guys. Well, sorry about the lame-ass show today, but you know I'll come back on Fire Monday or Tuesday. Woo! Everybody have an awesome Friday. Pay attention. Don't get in trouble. Make sure you have a beer. I need one of those, too, tonight. Been way too long. All right, guys. Have an awesome weekend, and I will catch up with you later. Take care. We'll be right back.